Track 5. Christmas should be a joyous occasion, but also a time to reflect. After everything that's happened this year, we talk to some of those who need our help the most.
In these days of unprecedented uncertainty, the COVID-19 crisis has brought many communities together. Volunteering has soared and made many of us more grateful. But vital help is still required, especially for charities who still face increasing financial pressure and are struggling to deliver much-needed support to local communities during winter. Lockdown has been very challenging for special educational needs or disability, SEND, families, due to a lack of routine, closure of educational settings, respite services and family or friend support networks, says Nikki Price, CEO of Sensational Families. A small charity based in Norfolk, it provides a range of support services and training to parents who have a child with special educational needs or a disability. Children's anxiety has increased since COVID-19 because of isolation and being homeschooled, which has also shown a rise in their challenging behaviour. Like many charities, Sensational Families has seen an increase in demand for its services. Unfortunately, our fundraising events have been cancelled, says Nikki. Everyone has their own financial hardships due to COVID, so they're unable to donate to charities, and funding grants will be harder to access while the economy tries to recover. However, it's important to send families to know that they're not alone. Nikki adds, during lockdown, we sent over 750 children in Norfolk a Sensational Smiles box, including sensory toys, colouring book, crayons, mini seed pots, advice sheets on sensory activities, chocolate and bubbles. The Norfolk Community Foundation supported this with a £1,000 grant. Norfolk Community Foundation exists to help make Norfolk better for everyone. It does this by providing essential funding and support to the local grassroots organisations that work tirelessly to help people when they need it most. More than one in four people in Norfolk benefit from the work Norfolk Community Foundation does to support charities, voluntary organisations and community groups, and they have never needed us more than they do now, says Claire Cullens, Chief Executive of Norfolk Community Foundation. The global pandemic has only amplified the challenges many families and individuals are dealing with, and as we all face greater anxiety from health fears, isolation and unemployment moving into winter, the situation in Norfolk is likely to get worse for thousands of people who are already barely coping. People are worried about making ends meet. They're feeling isolated and lonely, and mental health problems are on the rise, continues Claire. Our fantastic local charities, community groups and voluntary organisations are ready to help, but they need money to deliver their services. Our job is to inspire people and organisations to give so that we can then make sure our local charities have the resources they need. Norfolk Community Foundation is launching its Surviving the COVID Winter appeal to encourage people and businesses in the county to support the continuing work of local charities and voluntary organisations. To find out more, visit norfolkfoundation.com or call 01603 623 958. That's 01603 623 958. Norfolk has also seen a significant rise in homelessness and rough sleeping, says Cecilia Roberts, CEO of Emmaus Norfolk and Waveney. We're seeing people who were previously securely employed now losing their jobs as furlough comes to an end, and as a result, they're unable to pay their rent, she says. Emmaus Norfolk and Waveney offers a home, work and personal support to a community of up to 32 formerly homeless people from its site in Ditchingham. All those living within the Emmaus community work within our social enterprises, which include our shops in Ditchingham and Norwich, she adds. The main issue we faced during lockdown was the closure of our shops. Emmaus Norfolk and Waveney is heavily reliant on the income from them to fund our work. With the temporary closure of our Ditchingham and Bungay shops, our income dropped significantly. Nevertheless, it hasn't all been negative. In September, we opened our new store in Castle Quarter, Norwich, and the lockdown period gave us the opportunity to focus our efforts on the opening, says Cecile. If you can't financially help, there are other ways to get involved. Many local charities will be keen to welcome new volunteers. We advertise all volunteering opportunities via our website or get in touch via email if you'd like to help, says Sharon Matthews, Director of Operations at the Benjamin Foundation. The Benjamin Foundation works across Norfolk and Suffolk to empower young people to become resilient, independent members of society. It's fair to say 2020 has been a year like no other, says Sharon. It's been challenging beyond measure, but it also has brought out the best in people. I'm extremely proud of how the young people we work with have responded and behaved during the pandemic. Every year we run a Christmas appeal, and 2020 is no different, says Sharon. We'll have over 100 young people spending Christmas in our accommodation settings, and we want all of them to have the Christmas they deserve. It may be difficult to make donations of physical gifts, which we need by December the 4th in time for distribution, so we've widened the appeal this year to include a text or cash donation.